A candlelit vigil in Vancouver Friday, February 24, will mark 365 days of resistance since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The local Ukrainian community and supporters will gather at the Vancouver Public Library's downtown Vancouver location at 7 p.m. to show their ongoing solidarity with the Ukrainian people on the one-year anniversary of the war breaking out. Attendees are encouraged to bring Ukrainian flags and battery flashlights to show their support for Ukraine. For the last year, the heroic Ukrainian armed forces and the Ukrainian people have stood united in defense of freedom in Europe athwart Russia's genocidal onslaught. With their courage and determination, the Ukrainian people inspire the world, stated Alexandra Chaisij, national president of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, UCC. To mark 365 days of Ukraine's resilience against Russia's genocidal war, join us on February 24 to show that all Canadians stand with Ukraine. Rallies in Vancouver at the one-year mark of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The UCC will also hold a rally in support of the Ukrainian people on Sunday in the Jackpool Plaza at 3 p.m. In an Instagram post, a Ukrainian soldier who formerly lived in Vancouver encourages people to attend the rally, stating that the war is not over, and people are dying here every day. We need your help and support because only together, only united, will we be able to win this war. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Ukrainian Canadian Advocacy Group, at UK Advocacy Group. On a day of commemorations, reflection and tears, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's defiant tone captured the national mood of resilience in the face of Europe's biggest and deadliest war since World War II. Zelensky, who has himself become a symbol of Ukraine's refusal to bow to Moscow, said Ukrainians proved themselves to be invincible during a year of pain, sorrow, faith and unity. "We have been standing for exactly 1 year," Zelensky said. February 24, 2022, he said, was the longest day of our lives. The hardest day of our modern history. We woke up early and haven't fallen asleep since. The UCC has also released a video at the one-year mark of the Ukraine war, with files from the Canadian press.